A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. The 72 disciples returned rejoicing and said to Jesus, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us because of your name." Jesus said, "I have observed Satan fall like lightning from the sky. Behold, I have given you the power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and upon the full force of the enemy, and nothing will harm you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice because the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice because your names are written in heaven." At that very moment, he rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, "I give you praise, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him." Turning to the disciples in private, he said, "Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. For I say to you, many prophets and kings desired to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it." The Gospel of the Lord. Our preaching team offers a 5-day mission or renewal. We give talks on scripture and spirituality and attempt to help people have a renewal of faith. One aspect of our program involves a question-answer opportunity as part of each session. I am always baffled when someone raises the question about the power of the devil or of Satan. I am sad when this comes up because I often feel it means that these persons have not yet begun to understand the power of Jesus. We always try to reinforce the fact that the presence of Jesus in our world has already conquered Satan. In today's gospel, we hear Jesus say, "I watched Satan fall like lightning from heaven." Jesus here is speaking to the 72 disciples, those he chose to help proclaim the good news. But he is speaking to all of us. After all, we are the flesh and blood representatives of Jesus now, which is why we call ourselves the body of Christ. This rightful place often escapes us. So not only do we not understand the power of Jesus, we don't know who we are because of that power. We don't see ourselves as prophets with real abilities to tread on the serpents and scorpions of our day. We don't see ourselves as spiritually effective to make a difference in the face of all kinds of oppressions. However, in this passage, Jesus is reminding the 72 and all of us disciples that we do have all we need to have this kind of power. Jesus has revealed himself to us, has shown us the Father, and furthermore, tells us that grasping this awareness does not require a PhD in theology. The heart knowledge of the identity of Jesus and subsequently our own identity has been revealed to all, especially those with spiritual simplicity, mere children, the gospel says. I don't think Jesus here is being anti-intellectual. We will always have a need and a place for probing the mystery of God through study and theological reflection. However, perhaps it is not a coincidence that we hear this gospel on the feast of St. Francis of Assisi. Francis thought all was a waste of time except to know Jesus and to be like Jesus. For him, there was no place for mediocrity or spiritual minimalism. I am sure that he would tell us today that without deep prayer, we can be good people, but we will never be a mystic. Francis was a mystic, and we can be as well. Here, a practical matter for all of us is becoming quiet. And in this regard, I recommend praying over Jessica Power's poem, A House at Rest. You can find this poem on the internet. I have spent lots of time reading over this poem and reflecting on it. Francis of Assisi suffered great depths of depression as the brothers quickly multiplied in numbers. Some who chose to follow him were highly educated and were eager to establish communities in Bologna, a place of great learning where intellectuals of his day gathered. Francis, in his simplicity, emotionally agonized over all of this. But for us, as we hear this gospel and honor St. Francis, we are called to a real contemporary spiritual discipline, combining mysticism and ongoing theological study and reflection. It is about us that Jesus speaks when he says, "Happy the eyes that see what you see." For many prophets and kings wanted to see what you see, but never did, to hear what you hear, but never heard. We enjoy this dignity as his disciples because of God's personal love for each of us.